This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It is Animal Radio. The toll-free number is 1-866-405-8405. I see we have a call from Allentown on the way, from Fayetteville, North Carolina, from Los Angeles, all on the way. That's three lines. We still have one line open for you. Toll-free, 1-866-405-8405 right now. We'll go back to the phones in just a couple of minutes. We talked last week about some of the things that might stress your animals out that you don't even know about, like the LED lights that you've replaced all throughout your house, those flashing lights, which dogs can actually see.
Wow.
They can see the flashes. As humans, we cannot see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what it's like to have a flashing light all the time, or some of the electronics that we have, especially here in the studio.
Just the sound that they can hear and we can't.
The sounds we can't hear because our limit is about 20,000 kilohertz. And they might hear the noises that machines make. It might stress them out. Separation anxiety seems like a very popular anxiety.
Yeah. People know that one. Yeah.
You might know this if you're listening now and you leave your house and your dog starts whining.
Or you come back and you find all the destruction that it's done while you were gone.
And then you go over to them and you hug them and love them. And that really actually creates more problems. It's telling them that it's okay to be that way. So all of these things stress out our animals. And the most important thing is that stress can have an effect on their health. It can drive them crazy. It can drive them to be sick. And that's why we are so behind the Fear Free program, a program that started in veterinary offices and now has extended to trainers and your home. Do you have a Fear Free, happy home? You should. I'm working on it. There is now a guide for that. And it was written by a whole bunch of great people that know the industry, that know about animals. And the ringmaster, Dr. Marty Becker, he's really the father behind the movement, the Fear Free movement, and he is joining us today. Hi, Doc. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
You know what? I had to just laugh at you guys talking about separation anxiety and things. I have a feeling you've had an unwanted extreme home makeover before.
Yep.
By a pet.
You too, huh?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I have a new dog that's a distemper survivor, and they have a little bit greater chance to have neurologic problems, but it's gotten what was endearing, you know, the loyal little shadow that followed me everywhere, that would wait by the door after I left, you know, for an hour, and then my wife would say he waited by the door. It's actually become pathologic to where it's actually affected his health. You know, he gets so depressed when I travel that we've actually had to put him on what we call chill pills. We haven't had to go to an FDA solution yet, but got him on a brain diet and stuff to improve. And here's the thing, it's really interesting. I'm not some gifted person that always have intuited this or I researched it or had anything. My God, before my awakening I had with Karen Overall, the board of behaviorist, about what fear was doing to animals, I was stretching cats out to where their head was in. I'm only 15 miles from Montana, so their head was in Idaho and their ass was in Montana. You'd hold a dog down to get a blood sample about three times a year, and the thing would poop in your pocket, like a mid-sized dog.
Sure.
You'd go in somewhere and think, God, my feels a little warm down there, and you reach in there and there's a dog turd in your pocket. This is no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Literally scare the blank right out of them. But about 100%, literally 100% of dogs have some level of fear, anxiety, and stress.
I want to talk about the book because this is what I'm really excited about. Now there's really a comprehensive guide to the fear-free movement and how to make your home fear-free. And that's the book. It just came out. Why did you write it? I mean, it sounds like a silly question, but it's actually here on the list that I have to ask you.
No. No. You know what's interesting about that? I've written 25 books. I've sold over 8 million books. I mean, I've been blessed. And sometimes I caught a wave like Chicken Soup for the Pet Lover sold. You're riding a wave. And people loved at the time to realize there's other people out there that felt just like they did with pets. Then I've written books like Your Dog, the Owner's Manual, and Your Cat, the Owner's Manual. They're great for somebody starting out. But literally, there's 100 books I could tell you I have on my bookshelf I'm sure you guys got a crazy selection of pet books too. There's probably 100 books that are just as good as it for starting out with a new dog or cat. But this is the first book that's ever been done on the emotional well-being of dogs. And we have kind of a unique thing because I'm a well-known veterinarian that's, you know, kind of started this movement and I'm kind of representative of the 220-some individuals behind it. But two boarded veterinary behaviorists are co-authors and a well-known trainer. So the boarded veterinary behaviorists, most people don't even know there is such a thing. There are 75 American College of Veterinary Behaviorists that are certified. 59 of them are part of the Fear Free Advisory Group, and two of them are co-authors. So we hitchhike on their education, their training, and their experience. And so we dissect it out. And I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the book yet.
I have.
It's really well done because it's like bite-sized.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I like is there's pictures, there's stories, there's you can read a few pages and get some ideas and not feel like, okay, here's another page and another page and another page and another page. And I like the way it's done for kind of a modern reader.
Yeah, it's not overwhelming. And you know, for me, I love pictures. I love lots of pictures. There are, and it's also just very aesthetically pleasing. It's just a well-done book. Whoever did it, I salute you to that. Whoever designed the inside.
Yeah, it's really funny to go from when I first started. You know, when I was first doing Good Morning America back, well, it would have been 22 years ago. Whoa. The segments were 8 minutes long, and then they went to 6, and then to 5, and then to 3, and then to 2. And funny with books, you know, they've changed, and we had to change with it. But I want to tell you something interesting. I was going out to the IAABC, International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants meeting. And so the book just came out. Then I'm going out to this meeting of trainers, and there was a baby crying as it got on the plane. And I noticed everybody turned, myself included, because it wasn't hysterically like spoiled crying, like you could tell upset. And so everybody looks at it and goes, oh my God, you know, hungry, gas, tired, dirty diaper. You go through the things you always know. And everybody's like, oh, you know, and can you imagine nobody caring? Like a baby goes through and everybody, you know, who cares, you know, suffer away, cry your eyes out, you know, we always want to solve it. And the point I'm trying to make, pets are the same way. They don't cry like a baby, but they show it can be vocalization. It can be a change in eating habits. It can be a change in activity or bathroom habits. It can be a lot with body language. But, you know, we need to know the signs. That's the first thing. If you got a dog that is shivering, shaking, panting, lip licking, yawning, drooling, trying to hide, those are pretty obvious. The more subtle signs are ones that avert gaze. They wrinkle their forehead. They pin their ears back. They fidget. They show the whites of their eyes. One of the ones that got me when I was practicing as a veterinarian, I always thought dogs that went into the exam room and laid down and closed their eyes like they were going to sleep were calm, that was the best it could be. And actually, it's the worst it can be. They actually have what's called collapsing immobility. So there's something called the defense cascade. And the first thing is alert. Like if we were to hear a gunshot or scream, or if a dog heard another dog in distress, or maybe heard something that had triggered that, okay, fight or flight. And then, so alert, fight or flight, and what gets down to the end is collapsing immobility. And let me give you three examples. World War II, there's a trench of dead bodies and you're standing there with a firing squad. Why don't you run? It's because you're in collapsing immobility, you can't move. In Syria, you're in an orange jumpsuit, and you hear Jihadi John behind you and a film crew. Why don't you run? And people that have been assaulted, rape or other kinds of assaults, why don't their body gives up? So a cat that's frozen or a dog that goes in and lays down with their eyes closed, that's as bad as it can possibly be.
I know there's a lot of important information in the book, but what's the most important thing you learned in writing it?
The most important thing I learned would be that every pet has some degree of fear, anxiety, and stress. And that if we take the time to parse out the triggers, like if you have a dog that's freaked out by thunderstorms, it's not okay to think it's going to die every time there's a thunderstorm, that there are solutions. There are some training solutions. There's some more natural products, what I call chill pills. There are some FDA-approved products. And those of us as a veterinary community have an obligation to tell pet owners about that. And now what I do, you guys, we've known each other for a decade or two. And now instead of, you know, when I see a pet, I'll say, are there any pets at home that have behavior issues you'd like to improve upon? I'll even ask about other pets. And when you go back to these pets, fear is caused by something painful or something disturbing. So when a dog comes in a veterinary hospital, let's say it's been mauled by another dog. It got hit by a car. It ran through the woods and scratched its eye. Its ear is a fire pit. Its gums are inflamed. It's got severe arthritis. That causes fear just by pain. And so when they come in, probably if I'm getting down to what I learned the most, a dog is similar to a one-year-old child. Do either of you have grandchildren?
Oh, yeah.
Or nephews,
yes.
Or nieces?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, just take a one-year-old. You can't explain to them, if you go to the doctor with them, listen, we're getting this blood sample, but we're going to test your kidneys, and your kidneys do this, and that's causing you to drink more water, or they've got to need tubes in their ears. And this hurts, but we're going to do this, and they might do this minor surgery. Well, you can't explain it to them why the procedure benefits, and we're going to the doctor. The same thing with pain. They can't anticipate or expect the relief of pain, even if it's moments away. And so for that reason, we have to, we're not going to manhandle a child and have six people hold a toddler down to do a procedure. And it's the same thing with animals. And one last thing before you run out of time and I run out of breath. One of the things I want listeners to know, this is as simple as it gets. I'm 64 years old. And until writing this book, I have not petted a dog the correct way for 62 of those 64 years. So every time I'd see a dog on the street in New York or in my hometown of Bonner's Ferry or the veterinary clinic or wherever else I was, I love dogs. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. You know, what's its name? He or she. And I'd reach my hand out and let it sniff it. And then usually pat it on top of the head. Well, all of those are wrong. Dogs don't see very well up. They see well laterally to the side and down, but not very well up. So I'm coming from a blind spot, and I'm reaching with my hand, and I had direct eye contact. So these dogs have smelled you before you even see them. They don't need to smell your hand. You need to turn sideways, avert your gaze, and crouch down if you can, if you're able to. It's getting harder at 64, and let them approach you. Who would have thought at the most simplest of thing you're actually causing fear, anxiety, and stress when you're trying to be somebody good?
I've been doing it wrong all these years until you told me about that.
Doesn't it make sense?
It makes a whole lot of sense. If you get one book this decade, and I know we live in an age where, you know, books are far and few between now. Mm-hmm. It's all digital. And by the way, this book is available as a Kindle book. I'll throw that out there. But if you get one book, make it from fearful to fear-free. It's brand new. I have 10 copies to give away right now, toll free at 1-866-405-8405. But if you're not lucky enough to get through, you're going to want to go over to Amazon.com or your local bookstore and ask for this. It's called From Fearful to Fear Free. Dr. Marty Becker is the author, along with several great and very well-known behaviorists. It's the book that will help you get along with your animal, and it has the power to change their life and your life. I mean, that's really what it is. It's going to make
you're not overstretching. I'm telling you, I've never been part of something that I felt stronger about the emotional well-being of animals. And you know, I want to say, Hal and Judy, thank you for the support you've given back for probably 8 or 9 years on this concept. So it's not like you're here talking about a book that's out every step of the way. So we so appreciate you at Animal Radio. Thank you.
Of course, check out fearfreepets.com and fearfreehappyhomes.com. And of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet. Dr. Marty Becker, thank you so much for joining us again. And thank you so much for what you're doing for our animals.
Thank you, friends. Blessings.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.